in a world where all right seems wrong and wrong seems right. Where am I? Why does today feel like it's the past? Is it my past life memories? Where am I? Oh, I know, right where I just started from. But haven't I done this before?
Deja vu.
And happy Monday morning or afternoon or evening, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. I'm the American Prince Charles III, and you're listening to Deja Vu. And, you know, haven't you just done something that you just feel like you've done it before? I mean, really, I was thinking about something here. I was in Japan from 1993 to 1998, and I lived there, and I tell you something. It was amazing. It was fun. But I remember flying back and forth from Japan back to America, mainland America, and just having many, many opportunities to go in and out of different airports along the way. There's one in particular that really stands out to me, this particular trip. You know, I was going home for the holidays, and I decided to fly into Los Angeles, and I was going to rent a car and drive across country from Los Angeles all the way to Mississippi, where I'm from. And I did that. But let me tell you something here. When I got to the airport at Narita Airport, Tokyo Narita Airport, right there in Tokyo, Japan, I had a feeling it was going to be an interesting flight because, number one, it was very, very cold. And it was during the holidays for me. It was December. It was very cold. And I said, well, you know, I can make it here on time to the airport. I had to get up, get out the barracks, get dressed, get out the barracks, catch a bus, take almost a 3-hour ride from the base to the airport. And then when I got there, you know, it was really cold and it was snowing. It never snows in Japan, but it was snowing that day. And I said, wow. Well, at least not in the area I was stationed, you know. And I said, well, you know, let's see. Maybe I should cancel this trip. I don't know. And I said, no, I paid too much money. You know, back then, a ticket from Narita Airport, Tokyo, to America was right at $1,300. If you're lucky, if you got it at a good price, sometimes it can go as high as $1,700, just depending on when you're trying to fly out of there. And I was like, you know, I've paid too much money for this thing. I'm not going to cancel it. I've put too much energy and effort into going. So, would you know? I get to the airport, I get on, the airplane itself, I sit down, and I just noticed these people on this plane, they're so quiet. And, you know, I don't know if you've flown before, but a lot of times when you're getting on a plane, everybody's kind of chit-chatting and talking and going on, and it's just like a party. Everybody's like, hey! Man, what's up? It's so good to see you. Oh, yeah. I don't even know who you are. But, yeah, okay, it's good to see you. Yeah, where are you flying off to? I'm going to fly off to Mississippi if I can get there, you know. So it's just people are talking and they're just having a great time. But this particular flight, it was quiet. And I was like, well, okay, well, maybe everyone is tired like me. I had to go to all the, you know, dog and pony show just to get to the airport. You know, by the time I got there, I almost forgot where I was going, you know. So. But anyway, I got there and I sat down in my chair, and the first thing that was kind of out of the ordinary, I sat there, I made sure I verified my ticket in the seat I was supposed to sit in, and I always pick a window flight. Tell me what seats you like to pick when you're flying. You can leave that in the comments below, but I always like to choose a window flight because a window seat for the flight, because a window seat for me, I can, you know, rest my head against the fuselage or the wall of the airplane. And I know a lot of people like, fuselage? Is he talking about fuel for the plane? What is he talking, fuselage? Well, that's what they call the wall of the airplane, people. So I like to rest my head up against that and go to sleep. You know, and whenever I get tired, I don't like really sitting in the middle seat because sometimes I have to kind of, be dealing with a person to my left and a person to my right, and it just gets annoying sometimes. And then I used to like sitting in the aisle seat, the first seat right next to the aisle way right there when people are walking through. But I tell you, one day I sat there and Lord have mercy, somebody passed gas and it went right up my nostrils. I said, oh no, I ain't gonna ever sit in an aisle seat again. And you know, the lady was, they were pushing this the cart with all the food on it and the drinks and all these sort of things, and they were bumping my elbow, and I'm like, I'm trying to sleep, people. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Can you at least give me a minute of your time to let me sleep? I'm tired now. I just came all the way from the base and all the way through all the traffic, and I just made it here to the airport. And all I want to do is get home. But breaking news, it ain't gonna happen, because we ain't gonna let him sleep. They ain't gonna let me sleep. And all I wanted to do was sleep. But anyway, back to the story. I had this seat next to the fuselage. What we say that was? That is the wall where the airplane window is, okay? I was on the fuselage and I had just, you know, started to go to sleep. And the plane, you could hear the doors close, you know, and you could hear all the stewardess or the airplane flight attendant saying, okay, everyone, take your seats. Make sure you fasten your seat belts. You know, make sure your tray is in the upright position and your seat is sitting in the upright position. And you make sure you have that belt across your waist fastened, because we're going to come through and we're going to make sure that everyone is sit appropriately. And we're going to do our thing that way. And I was like, okay, cool. I already had my stuff all fixed. But here comes this lady, and she sat right next to me. Now, I don't mind when people have never flown before. You probably know where I'm going with this. I don't mind when someone has not flown before and they sit next to me. But this particular lady, my goodness, I sat down thinking I was going to have a smooth flight. But again, I told you the warning signs I sort of saw there, right? Well, she gets there. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I have that seat you're in. And I said, excuse me? I got this seat. What are you talking about, woman? I got this seat. Don't you see I'm sitting in it? And she said, well, no, right here is the ticket. It says 1A. And that's my seat. No, it went, you know, A, B, and C. Now, most of the times it will have A is for the window seat, B and then C be the aisle seat. Sometimes they'll flip it. You have to watch and just read your ticket and match it up. And I said, well, maybe you made a mistake. And I looked and it says A window. I said, well, no, mine is A window. And she says, really? I said, yeah, look right here. Well, there's a mistake, because I demand to have the window seat. I don't sleep on anything else. And I say, well, I'm sorry to tell you, neither do I, lady. I don't. I want the window seat, and I'm going to take the window seat. I paid for the window seat. Now, get on and sit down somewhere or something. You know, she goes, well, what am I going to do? I say, well, you need to sit down so we can leave. I mean, please have a seat. Would you like the window seat that bad? You know, I was thinking in my head, should I ask her that? And then I said, but Charles, if you up your seat to this woman, okay, you're going to end up sleeping on her shoulder. And I don't want to do that, because I could tell what type of lady she was already. And I said, no, I'm going to just go ahead and stay. Why? I'm just going to claim my fame right here. Now I paid for it, and this is what I wanted. Perhaps you should have talked to your travel agent, whoever booked that seat for you, and fire him. Because I always did my own stuff, you know. So anyway, she said, well, no, that's fine. I just go ahead and sit there and sit here and just everything I'm just doing today just going wrong with. It's just horrible. And I said, well, I'm sorry to hear that. And in my mind, would you just sit down, woman? Please sit down. I'm just ready to go. Please sit down. And so she sat down and the plane started off. And, you know, you have the flight attendant, you know, everyone, please take your seats. You know, the plane is now taxiing. If you're up, please sit down. Make sure your seatbelt is around you and so forth and so on. And you can hear all these, dong, dong, dong. Everybody's trying to page the flight attendant even before we get off the ground. You know how that is. And I'm like, what is with these people? We haven't even taken off yet. And one lady is like, can I just get a little alcohol? And one man's, can you give me a magazine to read? One lady, can I have a blanket? I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be a long trip. So the plane takes off as it comes around and taxi on the runway. It picks up its speed and it's going, and it just slowly lifts off like a cushion, like a feather in air. And we're floating, and it goes up, 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 and away it went. And would you know, I looked over and the lady was asleep next to me that fast. I said, hallelujah, there is a God. Hallelujah. And so she was sleeping, and I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and go to sleep. But I saw the flight attendant walking back and forth, and she was asking certain people things. And I said, excuse me, ma'am. She said, yes. I said, would you mind not bothering me once I go to sleep? Because it's very hard for me to sleep. And this is a long flight. It's like a 13-hour flight. If we were lucky, normally 15 hours or 14 hours. But this one was supposed to be a little faster since the wind was pushing us. It was at our back. And so I was like, so I just want to sleep as much as I can. If I wake up and if I'm hungry, I will just purchase something, or I have a couple of snacks I bought with me in my bag. So please just don't bother me if you don't mind, ma'am. She said, oh, absolutely. A lot of people are telling me they just want to sleep. And just put your, you know, make sure you put your cover over your head or whatever. We won't bother you. I said, perfect. And so that's what I did. I put my cover over my head and I went to sleep. Well, something said, Charles, why don't you open your eyes for a minute? And I was sleeping. It was probably about 5 hours until the trip. And you could hear the engine of the airplane just, you know, slowly just basically putting you to sleep. That roaring sound of the powerful Rolls-Royce engines that were on that particular 747. And I said, well, why is something telling me to open my eyes? And so I opened one of my eyes and there she was, that flight attendant. And she was looking at me right in front of my face. And I'm like, oh. She said, would you like a Coke and some nuts? I said, what? I said, ma'am, I'm fine. I don't want anything to eat. I'm good. I'm just fine. She said, well, I didn't know. I saw you moving. I figured you were going to wake up, and I didn't want to walk down the aisleway and just realize that you just going to raise your hand for me to come back to get you something to eat. So I saw you moving, and I figured you were going to ask me for some food. I went, what? Anyway, I said, well, no, I appreciate you, you know, thinking further into the future, but right now I'm in the present, okay? And I just want to sleep, okay? Just let me sleep. That's all I want. But she knew it, scared the bejesus out of me. And I said, oh my God, is this woman? And so and I looked right next to, you know, Cinderella sleeping next to me sleeping. And she was out. But then when I jumped and the flight attendant started talking to me, of course, she woke up. She said, you know, I think I'm hungry. I said, oh. She said, yes, I think I'm gonna get me some. What? I want to know, do they have anything to drink with this chicken I want to order? And I said, drink? Like, I think they have some Coca-Cola. She said, oh, no, I'm not talking about Coca-Colas. I'm talking about, I want to know if they have, like, you know, some wonderful, you know, spirits to drink. I said, well, lady, I booked a flight that ain't possessed. I don't need to see no spirits, no ghosts, no anything. Like, she said, no, drinks, alcohol. I said, oh, well, ask the woman. I don't know. Ask the lady. I don't. So she, excuse me, ma'am. So she, ding, 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 ring that bell, driving everybody's crazy. The lady walks over, the flight attendant. Can I help you, ma'am? She says, yes, I'd like to have something to drink with this chicken here. And she says, oh, okay, what would you like to drink? Would you like a Coke? And the lady said, Coke? And she says, no, I don't want no Coke. I want me some spirits. And the lady looks at me, she says, okay, what would you like? Whiskey, wine, beer? And she says, I want something that's going to help me go back to sleep. And I said, hallelujah. Give her whiskey. Everything is on me. And so the lady got her wonderful, I think it was a little bottle of wine he gave her. And she ordered like two of those things. And she drank that. And next thing I know, she was out. And I didn't know, I felt bad because, you know, her hair, her wig was kind of coming up a little bit because she'd been moving while she was sleeping. I want to say, excuse me, ma'am, your wig, your hair, whatever you call it, it is not in the right place. But thank God that she did kind of discover that a little later before she got up to go to the restroom and all. But, you know, my flight to America from Japan was quite interesting. As soon as we were going pretty good, almost 10 hours into the flight, we hit a bump. I mean, and that bump was really, really hard. Proceed with caution. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to proceed with caution with this one. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I give a lot of respect to the pilots, to the airplane pilots, because this is something that is, it takes a lot of training, I would think. It takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of probably flight simulated hours of training that they have to do. But we went through some air turbulence that I had never experienced before in my life. This turbulence was so bad, it woke Cinderella up. And I said, oh gosh, here we go. She said, oh my gosh, are we crashing? I said, ma'am, don't say that. I said, we ain't crashing as far as I know. I'm trying to make it home. I got Christmas gifts to open. I come too far not to go home, go back with nothing. I ain't crashing now. She said, well, did you feel that? This thing is just vibrating and going on. I said, yeah. I said, yeah, I'm going through air turbulence. She said, no, but it's shaking so bad. So she's started getting everybody else nervous around us. And these other people start, oh, are we going to crash? 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 And you start hearing it kind of going through the plane there. And everybody's like, calm down, everything's okay. But the plane was beginning to really, really shake and vibrate. And I was like, oh my gosh, this thing is really, really bad. You know, this turbulence is bad. Well, lo and behold, when we got out of the turbulence, she said, oh, I'm so happy this thing is not going to crash because, you know, I'm having to go home. You know, I was over here on vacation and my vacation was fun. I climbed Mount Fuji and have you ever climbed Mount Fuji? I said, three times. You know, she said, three times? I said, yeah, I'm stationed here. She said, well, yeah, she said, well, it was great. She said, but, you know, I don't want to go out. I wanted to make sure I make it home because I don't like flying. I don't like it at all. I said, okay, well, we're going to make it home safely, you know, but we did, in her defense, we went through quite a bit of turbulence, which was really, really strong. But I guess I want to let everyone know that the planes are built solid. Those planes are really built to take a pounding. They are put through rigorous tests constantly, and they are pushed to the limits through the tests. So when you see the wings flexing and bouncing back and forth and kind of, you know, bending, if you will, back and forth and up and down, it's okay. Don't panic. They have it under control. The pilots, they know how much the planes can take, how much stress the planes can take. And you're pretty safe up there. You know, there's probably not a turbulent amount of air that can knock a plane down really, really easily. Now, we do have downbursts of air, which is a little different. You know, we have those air masses that just push air from the sky downwards to the ground, and it pushes the plane out. And every once in a while, you'll hear a plane crashing from something like that, when a plane went through a microburst, I think they call them. But, you know, I just wanted you guys to know my experience, or one of my experiences, of flying back from Japan to America, and we landed safely. It was a great experience. I rented the car. I drove from Los Angeles all the way to Mississippi, which was another 2 days, 2.5 days or so, and it was wonderful. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. I hope you guys have a great Monday, a light Monday. Don't work too hard, and I want to thank you for flying with us.
On behalf of the flight crew, thank you for flying with us, and have a pleasant stay.
Have a pleasant stay. God bless you guys. Be safe. Wear a mask. Social distance. Wash your hands. And I'm the American Prince Charles III, and you've been listening to Deja Vu.
Somebody tell me this life that I'm living is real and not deja vu.